won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour here on this Tuesday, May 13th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got six people to text me legal during the break. Greatly appreciate that. My phone automatically sent you back the link to the website as well as the mailing address for donations for the Legal Defense Fund. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that for us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Got another flyer here that I totally forgot about. I appreciate Patriot Brother Jeff reminding me. The 5th Annual Michigan Freedom Fighters Tactical Weekend. It's going to start on Friday night, June 13th. That's before Father's Day. It'll be Saturday as well as Sunday, or no. Yes, through Sunday, yes. June 25th, it's going to be at the McKinley Trail Camp in Mayo, Michigan. U.S. Highway 4428, McKinley Trail Camp. Campground, they're going to have free entry. Barbecue is going to be available. They're going to be doing some training, some classes. If you'd like more information, this is their 5th annual event. I plan to be there. We're going to bring the radio station's travel trailer, and we will set that up and be able to broadcast. Hopefully, God willing, we'll have internet and able to broadcast there on Friday, the Friday, June 13th show. No, that will be after. I'm sorry. Can't do it, Jeff. Nope. We're going to be, I might be able to get there on the 12th. We'll play it by ear. I was planning to do the show there on Friday the 13th. That's right. Oh, that doesn't even sound good. Friday the 13th. At a campground in Mayo, Michigan, with a generator and cell phone service, internet connection. What could go wrong with that? What possibly could go wrong with that? All right, we'll play it by ear. We'll see what we can do. But anyway, the radio station's travel trailer requires a 30-amp hookup, so he says he has a quiet generator, and we'll be able to do interviews. So, yeah, we'll see what we can do. If you'd like that flyer, just text me. Let's go with MFF, Michigan Freedom Fighters. If you'd like that flyer, text me MFF, and I'll send you the flyer for that weekend. Friday, June 13th, Saturday the 14th, Sunday, Father's Day. We'll be wrapping it up there and then heading over to the Iron Pig on Sunday for Father's Day. Yeah, Jeff says he'll be setting up on the 12th. Good, good, good. Now, he mentions Bernadette Smith is coming for Saturday night. Hopefully Tudor Dix is going to follow Bernadette. They're coming from the same place. So, okay, cool. But they're not going to be there for Friday's interview then. Okay, got it. We'll talk about it. We got to get a lot of logistics figured out. So won't be able to do any show there that day. Possibly we'll have to wait and see. So we'll let you guys know. But text me MFF, Michigan Freedom Fighters. It's their fifth annual tactical weekend, camping weekend in Mile, Michigan. McKinley Trails Campground. We're excited. Never been there. We're going to check it out. Again, just more parties, more opportunities to come be with us, guys. We're going to head to Lansing. We're pre-tripped, ready to go. We're going to drive over to Lansing as soon as we get back. Short break from our sponsors.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Before we get to Lansing, I want to mention, because I got a text message, greatly appreciate it. John in Julie, Bay City, wanting to know more information about the St. Ignace Airport presentation for Axe My Tax. Well, first of all, if you go to the website axmitax.org, click on events, all of Carla's events are listed there. So the answer to your question is Mackinac County Airport in St. Ignace. She's going to be there a week from Thursday. This Thursday is the 15th. She'll be there the 22nd. That is going to be from 6:30 to 8:30. It does not require a reservation. So I'll send you guys a picture of it. I'm taking a picture of it right now, and I will send it to you. Now, one of the things you have to understand, folks, is this is an effort that we are going to be a part of. AxeMyTax.org is the website. You need to go there and volunteer. Donate $5. Give her some gas money. Give her money for these petition sheets. But basically, it launched last month, April 1st. It's getting into full swing right now as we speak. We're going to collect enough signatures to put this on the ballot for 2026. And we're going to eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan. We'll be the first one in the country to do so. This will absolutely change state government down in Lansing. They will be forced that when this gets on the ballot and it passes, they will be forced to change the way they spend money in Lansing. Local revenue sharing to local communities will increase. They will stop getting our money sent to them where they waste it and then send us scraps back to the local county level. This is going to be done local first. This is going to be done local first, where we, the people, we get to say where the money goes. Where the money goes, what we do with the money, it's going to be ours, not yours, our money first. And then we will be able to decide what we want to fund at the local level. Lansing won't tell us what money we get. They won't have any control over it. It will be done at the local level. This will change state government once and for all. Why? Because when we collect enough signatures, it goes on the ballot and this will pass. I'm absolutely convinced this will pass. This will have high support in Detroit. This will have high support. Republicans, Democrats, independents across the board will support this. We're going to amend the state's constitution. And in doing so, this will absolutely change the state of Michigan once and for all. For the better. We'll be able to compete with our young people. We'll be able to get people to move here to the state of Michigan. Why? Because they don't have to pay property taxes. That simple. Don't have to pay property taxes. We'll be able to raise their families with just a loan on the house and the insurance. TI, gone. Principal, interest, taxes, and insurance? Nope. It'll be PII. Principal, interest on the loan, insurance, that's it. Business owners, no more non-homestead taxes on your business. You own your store, you own your office, you own a manufacturing plant. Taxes gone. And you know who's against this? The governor. You know who else is against it? The Michigan Association of Counties. Oh, yeah. They're lining up big time to be against this. Why? Because we the people, are going to fix Lansing once and for all. Now, a couple of dates for Ask My Tax, if you're interested, is this coming Monday, May 19th. 10 o'clock in the morning starts in Indian River. Former Straits Land Resorter newspaper building located 3636 South Straits Highway in Indian River, 10 a.m. She'll get done with the meeting there. She's going to drive up to Sheboygan. She'll be right across the street from Dr. Gary Willey's office at Mulligan's Restaurant, 1 o'clock, Monday, May 19th. 320 North Main Street at 1 o'clock, Mulligan's Restaurant. Then Carla's going to pack up her act and go to the Presque Isle County Republican Party's meeting, 6 p.m., Lighthouse Restaurant, Rogers City, Michigan, located at 377 North 3rd Street in Rogers City. Dar Olson put the flyer together on these three events. If you have any questions, you can give Dar a call, 231-408-8928. If you want Monday, May 19th for Ask My Tax flyer, let's go with Monday. I'll put it in my phone as Monday. If you text me this coming Monday, the 19th, I'll send you the flyer. Again, Indian River, Sheboygan, and then Rogers City. So Carla's going to be traveling a little bit. John, Julie, I just sent you that. Okay, we're just getting ready to make a few phone calls. Good, good, good. So I sent you the flyer for Monday, and I then also sent you the flyer for the airport location on next Thursday, the 22nd, up in St. Ignace at the Mackinac County Airport. Thursday, May 22nd. Carla will be there from 6:30 to 8:30. No reservations, no charge. Just bring your friends. Miss P is texting me Monday. Let's make sure this goes through in the phone folder that I just put together. Let's see if that worked. So, Ms. P, if you got it from my phone, auto response, text me a thumbs up or say got it. Either one. Greatly appreciate it. Lots of events coming, people. This is going to be a blast. We are going to have so much fun. Well, I mentioned earlier in the show that Joe Tate, former Speaker of the House, has formally announced his campaign for a U.S. Senate. Democrat Party is going to have a huge primary fight on their hands. Former Speaker Joe Tate announced his running for the U.S. Senate, shifting gears from rumors that he'd be running for mayor of Detroit this year, 2025. Well, he's decided to run in 2026. Being the first black Speaker of the House and the only black person in the Democratic primary race for Senate seat so far, it seems obvious that winning the black vote would be an integral part of his campaign strategy. Adrian Hammond of Grassroots Michigan said the best evidence for why campaigning to earn the black vote won't work is because the first time Tate ran for state representative on that mantra, motive operandi, that strategy, he lost. When he became a client of Hammond's firm in his second campaign, he won by getting white progressives in the Gross Points to vote for him. Because simply not enough black Detroiters would. Interesting little twist. Adrian is patting himself on the back a little bit but basically successfully ran the campaign. Second time he won. Well, Michael Sarasso, press secretary for Tate's campaign, said the fun part of a campaign is figuring out the best ways to engage with every voter group, not just one. We want to talk about how he's going to be a public service. Get him face-to-face time with the people. Because we really feel that if we get him in front of people in intimate settings, he can emotionally connect with people. I think the voters are looking for that right now, and Joe is the guy. Tate has ties to Michigan. His background is as a veteran, Michigan State University football player. All these things set him apart from the rest of the field. In that way, the campaign won't focus on where Tate fits into the field of primary candidates or what hole he's filling. He wants to appeal to all Michiganders. During his campaign announcement video, Tate lists the accomplishments from 2023, like gun reform, repealing the senior pension tax, going on talking about campaigning for 2026. Well, this is a political eternity for voters. So you got to work with what you got. Campaign action items are going to be discussed. We will create them and then decide which way to go heading forward. His campaign consultant, Hemmons, said Tate will need to raise a few million dollars in the next 60 days in order to become a viable candidate in the race. Right now, Hemmons is saying, color me extremely skeptical. Well, obviously, I don't think he's running his Senate race campaign. Maybe a little bit of issues between him and the candidate, but he's skeptical. Well, in the meantime, current Speaker Matt Hall, Republican, has used time in press conferences to talk about Tate's leadership or the lack thereof. He threw sand in Tate's eyes already earlier this year by refusing to submit bills to the governor that Tate left on his desk. Hall, picking the scab of Tate's last 3 months leading the Democratic caucus, being divisive, exacerbating, and reminding other elected officials and donors how last year ended and how they, the Democrats, were angry. He's got a lot of explaining to do to the Democrats. Democratic special interest groups angry with him the way the year ended last year. It's not clear they're going to turn and support him financially, electorally, or otherwise. Joe, I think it's a loser. But we shall see. Bottom of the hour news of hour number 3. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.